I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up is Prince, who just signed a record deal with Warner Brothers Records, which is the label that released his debut album, For You, back in 1978.
First one intoxicated, last one to leave. That's a lyric on the new song by Prince, who definitely does not party like your typical 55-year-old. And soon we'll hopefully hear more from the Purple One, who announced last week that he'd be putting out a new studio album on Warner Brothers in the near future, which is good news because it would suggest that his long-standing feud with the big label has resulted in some form of compromise. And if that sounds too good to be true, it was also announced that his sixth studio record, Purple Rain, would be getting the remastered reissue treatment in honor of its 30th anniversary. But for now, we have this ballad called The Breakdown, which climaxes in one of Prince's signature lacerating falsetto takes, and reminds us all that we are unworthy of his royal presence.
First one intoxicated, last one to leave. Waking up in places that you would never believe.
That's Prince's new single, The Breakdown, which is out now via Warner Brothers Records. Next is a new song from a New York experimental band, Swans, whose sound has been described as heavy metal music being played in slow motion.
I've seen a lot of bands live, but very few have ever challenged my own notions about how live music could be structured, or tested my endurance to see how long an audience could handle abrasive volume. Swans, on a single night in 2012 at ACM at UCO's Performance Lab here in Oklahoma City, did both. Frontman Michael Girard's brainchild was touring its acclaimed 2012 album, The Seer, and before the show, Horse Thief's Cameron Neal, who was working the front door, told me that the band's soundcheck was the loudest thing he'd ever heard in his life. It was not hyperbole. That show was intense in a brutal and unrelenting way that, to my memory, lacked speed or agility. Swans was pretty content to stand up there and hammer the tar out of the same drum beat for 20 minutes at a time, if that's what it took. So I was very surprised when Oxygen, a new song they offered last week in advance of their next album, To Be Kind, turned out to be an 8-minute blast of lean, perverse funk. To get the full effect, and I recommend you should, you're going to have to listen to more of it than we can play here, but just know that it may feel like Michael Girard's climbed into your brain to tug away at the bounds of your very sanity.
Song Oxygen by experimental rock band Swans, who are releasing their 13th studio album, To Be Kind, on May 13th via Young God Records. And this past weekend was Record Store Day, where thousands of vinyl aficionados stood in line to purchase re-releases and special edition records from some of their favorite artists. And you picked up a couple of records on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope you all got to celebrate Record Store Day in some fashion or another over the weekend. I stopped by Guest Room Records on Western Avenue Saturday afternoon and picked up two of the specialty releases, a live album by Tulsa greats Jacob Red Jazz Odyssey, and a Record Store Day exclusive reissue of Randy Newman's 1968 self-titled debut on Reprise Records that even came with an insert advertising other Reprise LPs from the time. Newman's one of my favorite songwriters, so I spent Sunday on the couch listening to the accomplished musician's work from back when he was still a green 24 years old. All originals to Newman, only one of these songs, I Think It's Going to Rain Today, ever really made a mark on pop culture. But I found one called Love Story, You and Me, particularly interesting. A light little satire of the American dream as it existed in the late 1960s.
We'll have a kid. Or maybe we'll rent one. It's got to be strange. Don't want a bent one. He'll drink his baby blue from a big brass cup. Someday he may be president if things loosen up. You and me.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. His column on Norman Music Festival is in this week's edition of Look at OKC, which is out tomorrow. And you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.
You may be plain, I think you're pretty in the morning.